We back. We back. Another episode of Saved and Such, man. We got a special star on here. listen. When this thing came out, right? I told my pops. I said I got Anthony Cowan on the show. He like, you gonna tell him you was a big fan? I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna do that, man. I ain't gonna do that. So I'm a grown man. I ain't gonna do all that. But man,
I appreciate you.
We got that guy in the building today.
I appreciate you.
Know what I'm saying? PG County Zone, Maryland legend. For sure. Now, I mean, we're gonna get into it, but first we're gonna start off. This show's big on mental health. So I'm gonna go around and ask everybody how they doing spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Not physically. They messed that up the other
day. Yo, what? Blew me.
Yeah, they messed it up. So spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, how everybody doing? 10 being the best, 1 being the least. Let's start with you, Brody. How you doing?
7.5 across the board.
That's good, man.
Things is looking up right now. That's all I can really say.
That's real.
Yes, sir.
Sure, man. I think I'm about like an 8. I'm close to it. I'm close to a 10. I say 8.
That's
just
tough.
I'm good, man. I'm home for a little bit. You know, just being around family and friends, man. It takes a lot of like a lot off weight off your shoulders a little bit, just for able to relax a little bit. So, man, I'm good. I'm all right.
That's what's up, man. I'm gonna say I'm about an 8 too. I mean, definitely on the better side. I'm getting some prayer in. Always feel good coming up here, getting in with my guys.
So, absolutely.
I'm just a huge blessing. Let's go ahead and jump into it, man. Fresh off, you know what I mean, your season out Greece.
Yeah, man.
Talk to us about what it's like being over there and just adapting, you know what I mean, to that new environment.
Dog, it's life-changing, especially for me. Somebody who's never really lived nowhere outside of DMV for real. You know, I went to Maryland, 10 minutes down the street, was able to go home whenever I wanted. But playing overseas has taught me so much. It's allowed me just to be by myself, really know who I am for real. You feel what I'm saying? Be able to grow. Understand what I like, what I don't like. Just think about certain things over there. You by yourself so much, so you'll have so much time to just figure a lot of things out, think about a lot of things. So I'm enjoying the process very much.
Definitely. You know.
Going from Maryland to Greece is kind of crazy. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, it's insane.
That's tough though. So what would you say was like the biggest transition for real?
Man, the biggest transition. I feel like the biggest transition for me was I have a lot of women in my family that, that does a great job of, helping me, whatever I got to do, taking good care of me. So I feel like that was the biggest transition, just living on my own, just growing into a man, you feel me? Just doing the little things, going grocery shopping, making sure, all the little things are taken care of. It was a huge transition, but it was something that was needed. It was very much needed for
so
sure.
So you went from not doing none of that at all to doing all of that?
No, I mean, I do it. I know I do some of it, but like in terms of like little, like big things that I had to learn how to take, like cooking, what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, in college, like your meals is given to you basically, you don't got to worry about it. Overseas, they pay for your car, they pay for your house, but you got to figure out food, you got to figure out, little different things that you don't even think about, it's already taken care of. So, yeah, it was a little bit of transition, but it was, like I said, it was needed, for sure.
Heard they was giving you 5-star meals up at Maryland.
It wasn't bad.
Heard it through
man.
The grapevine.
It ain't bad. I miss college sometimes, for
That's tough, bro.
That's definitely tough. Now, going back, you said you had a lot of, women in your family. I mean, what's that foundation that was set with coming from your parents and your cousins and things like that, like, the family stands on?
Yeah, man. My family, we're very family-oriented, sport, and thankfully sports was able to help a lot with that. We was able to really kind of, especially when I played up in Maryland, even when I was in high school, and it's not only me, it's everybody in my family, my little cousins that play also. But just having that family that's able to just have that support system, that's big time. And it's sometimes overlooked, you kind of forget about it sometimes, but then you come home and you can be around them, y'all can talk about certain things. Family is a huge part of me. It definitely shaped me who I am today, for sure.
Tough.
It's crazy that you say that, because like I shared it with my bros on here. Like me and my brother, we went through like almost like a 2-3 year hiatus where we wasn't really talking like that for real. But like this is my guy. This is somebody I grew up with. You feel me? Like we lived in two different households because of the issues as a family. What I mean, growing up, but like that was my guy. So like them 2-3 years. I felt like I was in like a very dark place, not just because of him, but I was just getting hit with everything.
For sure.
But like going back and talking to him and like us establishing a relationship, like this year, like we probably talk every day now.
That's
it's
huge,
crazy.
Man.
Like
that's
playing
huge.
Madden,
that's huge.
Talking about life issues, like
for
things
sure.
we've been through. But it's so crazy because it's like almost brings me back to my childhood sometimes. Like, could we be on the phone cracking up,
for
like
sure.
laughing? But it's just like, it almost like, it's almost like a stress reliever. You feel me? Like it just brings you like some type of like refreshment. You feel me? Like so it's like people don't understand how big family is. Like when I meet somebody and they're like, I'm not close to my family, like how?
For
like,
sure.
Get it right. You feel me? Like get it right.
I swear.
Because you can vent to them, you can laugh with them, you can do a whole bunch of things, but it's just like having family that's just like big. Like I know with you, you're a family, very family oriented man. You feel me? Like I know y'all close knit. Like, how's it big for you, like having a family close?
Well, I'm the only boy in my family, only man. I should say, young man growing up.
Tito.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. So, just having three sisters, you know what I mean. I just always look out for them. You know what I mean, I got two older, one younger, but like you know what I mean, I know that they kind of count on me, look to me. You know what I mean, in time. So I always try to be there for them. You know what I mean, try to be the best son I can be. You know what I mean? The best cousin. I got little cousins that are girls. You know what I mean? I basically call them my little sisters. So my family come up like that. We're like, we try to be one. Even though it be, you know, our family's giving time, be little beef, stuff like that. But, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm that one person that's like keeps everybody grounded for real.
The glue.
Yeah.
You're a good man. You know that?
I appreciate that.
You're a real good man.
You know what I meant when I said, like, just having them women, that the women around you just take care of, like, the little things sometimes you don't even think about for real. You know, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. That's tough, man. Now, we know Anthony Cowan, the basketball player, you know what I mean? But what was a time or some times where you had to learn about yourself outside of dribbling that ball?
Wow, that's a great question. Man, I would say it's been a couple times, but I feel like the times that, you know, has been just life-changing to me is honestly just these last couple of years just being overseas. You kind of you see the people that's really with you for real, you know, the people that you can reach out to whenever, not to just even talk about basketball, just talk about life, like you feel me. So I feel like in terms of that, in terms of this, these last 2 years, I've been in Greece for 2 years now. I feel like I'm growing every year in terms of just being over there, just, you know, just finding myself and really becoming into who I want to be. These are the times for me, is just being overseas, being by myself, and really just, you know, seeing what I want to get out of life for real, for sure.
What was like the biggest decision behind you choosing to go overseas to play in Greece?
Money. I mean, let's be real. I mean,
my dog said you get into a bag.
I mean, I'm trying to like you, but but nah, man, you get a small window to play this game. You feel me? You get a small window. And then also that wanting to be away from home for a little bit. You feel me? Like. People don't realize how big that is to be away from home for a little bit. Absolutely. You know, it also makes you appreciate home as well. But I was able to just to get away for a little bit, do the game I love, and get paid well for it. So that was the biggest thing for me.
That's hard.
So
I be seeing the games over there in Greece. I be seeing them like the stands on fire, all kind of crazy. So what's like the atmosphere like over there?
Man, it's insane, dog. Like whenever people ask me about it, it's like it's hard to express it. Like you got some one of the things you just got to see in person. They always ask, is it like how it was in Maryland? Like. Not really. Like you see a packed gym at Maryland. Like it is gonna be a packed gym, but you know a lot of students came because they got a free T-shirt, or a lot of free teams just because they come with a friend. But out there, they come and they every single one of it and every single person in the chair, they come and they want to see their team win. They gonna do whatever they gotta do to, you know, try to do it. So it's different, man. It's a great experience, especially also just to see my family come over and be able to experience it with me, which is huge for me as well. So. It's nice, man. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely. What was the biggest transition between you playing American basketball to playing Greece basketball?
Yeah, man. Shoot. It's physical, man. It's physical. And then, like, out there, man, when you're playing overseas, it's life or death. You feel me? Like, you lose two or three games in a row, you might got to look for another job. So, you know, it's a little different. It's a little different. I mean, it's a blessing and a curse with that. Because you want that type of pressure. You feel me? You want that type of... You know what I'm saying? You got to earn your money somehow. So I wouldn't want to know other way, honestly. But it's definitely a difference. Definitely, for sure.
How are you taking care of your mental out there? You feel me? Because, like, you all the way out Greece. Your family's all the way out here.
Great question.
It's a time difference as well, right?
7 hours.
So, like, how are you taking care of your mental? What type of hobbies or things that you think about doing?
For sure. That's a good question. Because I was just thinking about that, like, in terms of just hobbies, like, good hobbies. I'm not going to be the type of dude that's going to lie and tell you I and sit down and read all day and do all that. Dog, I'm playing video games, watching YouTube, like, the next. But mental health is huge for me, especially being over there, not being able to really sometimes talk to people physically, like, face-to-face.
Right.
But
you speak their language?
I know the basics.
But you know we in trouble. Yeah,
you feel me? I know how to get myself, you feel what I'm saying, move around. Mental health, it's crazy because you usually got like at least 3 or 4 other Americans on your team. So, you know, you can talk a lot of things about them. Gratefully for me, I had a couple older dudes on my team. So that's just to be able to ask around a little bit. Get therapy, getting in therapy, you know, do this little Zoom. I was able to do that as well, which is huge for me. Just was able to, because, you know, this last year, you know, you go through stuff, you feel me? So just being able to talk through therapy, talk it out. And I think that's when that family comes back into place too, man. Just being able to call them whenever. It'd be like 2 a.m. there, but obviously I'm waking up in the morning, but able to just call people whenever I want. And especially my family, and just talk about whatever I want, man. It made a difference, for sure.
I know you was talking about that, getting to that bag early, but I think it's big what you said. Like, what I got from it is money don't change everything. You still going to go through stuff as the next person, you feel me? Like, I feel like sometimes it's even worse sometimes because you got the money. Therapy as well. You said therapy. How important is it as a black man dealing with everything that we deal with on a day-to-day basis? Like, how big is therapy? Like,
man, it's huge, man. It truly is huge, and I was the one, you know, back in the days when I would, you know, I asked about therapy, I'd be like, how would you feel about doing this? I was just like, paying someone to listen to what I got to go through don't really sit right with me. But as time goes on, as you grow and as you, you know, kind of understand things a little bit better, you understand, man, it's there to help you. You feel me? And that first thing is kind of most of the time, the hardest step is to reach out to, like, I want to talk to you, or, you know, ask them, hey, you got a therapist that you know you can refer me to. It's huge because, you know, mental health, man, you see a lot of people, their lives going, you know, downhill. So just making sure I can stay mentally as healthy as possible, it's big for me.
That's dope. Sure.
That's amazing. What would you say, like, a time in your life where, like, you really need to lean on God the most?
Yeah, man, I try not to look in the past too much. I'll say it again, back when I was going overseas, man. That was the biggest thing. Dog, so I was playing summer league with the Memphis Grizzlies. It was 2 years ago, I believe. I was playing summer league, and, you know, I don't know if y'all know, but, like, you know, with summer league and stuff, you usually kind of know, like, if that's your pathway to try to keep going with the G League or, like, continue your ways, and, you know, it just wasn't working out with me. So my agent called me. It was like, you got an offer from Greece. And I'm like, oh, what? Like, I've been to Europe once. I've never played in Europe or anything, but you talking about go play in Greece. Like, I was just thinking about how crazy it was to go live in another state and play. Right. So when he told me about that, it was like, man, like, it was like, you can talk about family, you can talk about, but at the end of the day, you got to be the one out there to handle your business. Mm-hmm. So that, I feel like that was definitely one of the situations where I was just like, I feel like that's when my relationship, obviously I have a relationship with God and it continues to grow daily, but that was the one where I really, like, laid on him to really understand that, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this alone, and, you know, just be there with me. And for sure, he was with me, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely. Now, switching gears a little bit, you know, PG County. Yeah. Rich history of basketball.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Who's some guys that you looked up to out there, you know what I mean, that you kind of patting your game after or took a couple things from?
For sure. Definitely Quinn Cook, for sure. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that he does a great job of just keeping everybody together, I feel like. You know, little things, you know, I don't know if y'all remember, but I think this was like during the pandemic. He was doing Instagram lives or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just talking to the youngest, making sure you know that he support them and stuff like that. I feel like that's huge. Players like, you know, Nate Britt. I don't know if y'all remember. He went to Gonzaga. He played in North Carolina.
Right, right.
It's a couple other dudes, but those are two dudes that really stand out to me. That I really, you know, look up to.
Gotcha.
For sure.
I thought that's dope. You ain't really name, like, no, like, mainstream players, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
Nah. Quinn Cook, like, he could be your uncle or something
you
like that.
You feel me? Yeah. Nah, but for real, though, I look at dudes like that I can really relate to, you feel me? Like, dudes that I can really see myself, you know, obviously growing, you know, keep growing in to be, you know, and have that same impact that he has. And I feel like he has a great impact on not only his generation of players, but also players a lot younger than him as well, because, you know, a lot of people I see sometimes just be so cool, like, they don't even want to show the love that they supposed to show. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And that'd be weird.
You feel me? And he did, and he was one of the ones I really felt like he showed love. Mm-hmm. I really do. I feel like he showed love, and he, you know, he really wants you to, you know, he wants you to get whatever you want out of basketball for sure. So that's why I say him specifically.
I like Quinn Cook. Like you could just tell he's a very authentic
for
person.
Sure.
You feel me? Like on and off the court. Like he's not like a star player, but you can tell he builds a nice camaraderie amongst the peers and the teammates. You feel me?
Oh, that's what it's about, man. Just being around good people for sure. That's that's the best thing about it. I feel like just like you was kind of, I think you was kind of saying, he give you just that good vibe, just being around that good vibe.
Facts.
So
you a point guard?
I am a little bit of everything.
Okay. There you go.
top five point guards all the time.
Man,
what would you
top
say?
Top five point guards. Man, that's a good one.
You gonna do it in order or out of order?
I can do it in order.
Say no more.
Strictly NBA? Like,
strictly NBA.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's do. Gotta go Chris Paul for sure.
That's first?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And I don't... Let's go Chris Paul for sure. Kyrie, a point guard for you?
Yeah.
Let's go Kyrie for sure. Gotta go Kyrie too. Gotta throw Magic in there. Mm-hmm. Gotta throw Magic in there for three, four, five. I like Gilbert Arenas. Gilbert Arenas for sure. Gilbert Arenas
for zero for sure.
Gilbert Arenas. My last one, Isaiah Thomas.
Tough.
You gotta throw one. You know, gotta do one of them.
All right, last basketball question right here.
Okay.
So if you was to make yourself in 2K, or if 2K was to make you inside the game, what would your archetype be?
Like the Bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Playmaker.
Tough.
Yeah, just playmaker.
Tough. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Nah, you good, bro. At University of Maryland, man, I know that you like a legend. You know what I mean?
Appreciate
things like that. Got your name and pictures all over the wall.
Appreciate
what was so special about that time in your life?
So special is, you know, having known a day or two I could have my family in one building, under one building, doing something I love, man. Mm-hmm. That was life changing, man. It was crazy because we had little group chats and all, like people. You know, but it'd be days before the game, and we already, you know, getting around. Oh, we want to ride with him. You want to ride with him? How we gonna get there? You know, already getting it together. So, dog, that it was such a blessing having my grandmother, my great grandmother, come out to a game. Like, you know, things that you don't even think about, especially me as a youngin' going to Maryland games and seeing that type of stuff. You don't even think about it, but man, it was huge. It was huge.
Definitely, man. How proud are you seeing, you know, little sis up at Georgetown? What's that like?
Yeah, man, it's cool. It's cool. It's real cool, especially Georgetown. Back in the day, I don't know if people noticed that. I feel like it's kind of a back and forth. Like, sometimes I say Maryland was my dreams, but when I really think about it, me and my cousin used to go to Georgetown camp all the way when we was youngins. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Georgetown had this overnight camp. I used to tell them, like, dog, I want to go to Georgetown, but to see it coming full fruition and see her do it, man, it's nice, man. It's real. It's really cool. And I know you can only imagine how excited the family is. It's special for sure. It's special.
Who's taking who in 1-on-1?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask.
Next question. Next question.
Making me want to pull on the couch real quick.
Next question.
So, like, you playing basketball. Did you play any other sports growing up? Like,
yeah, man. I played football. I played football all the way up until I was about to go to high school. My mom seen this dude get carried off in a stretcher. Ever since
that,
it was over. Yeah. It wasn't even nothing else to talk about. But I love football. I enjoyed it. I say football, especially if it's any youngins out there, that's, you know, sketchy. If you want to play football, it helps you out so much on the basketball court. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you play a little basketball. I know you play football, but it helps you out so much.
I gave a couple people 30.
Oh, yeah,
we had Emmanuel Quickly. I knew you was about to bring that up. Yeah, Quickly was on here, right? He vouched for me. He's like, yo, did the same back in the day. My body just kept growing
to the end.
But I used to give these cats 30.
I need to see some clips, but I would need to see some clips, but I believe.
I believe. Anthony Cowan here, man.
Yeah, man.
It's like a little kid. I'm
about to cry.
Yeah, man. Can we get some tissues? Shout out to the producer in the back.
Yo, what made you, because you from Maryland, right?
I am.
So what made you stay in Maryland? Was there any type of pressure that came with you staying in Maryland, staying home?
It wasn't no pressure, but I remember I wanted to go through all my visits and all that. I had some nice offers. Offers from Miami, Florida State. I had some nice offers that I should have. When I look back, like, that would probably been nice. But I remember the coaches called, and he's from Baltimore. They called and said a player was here that was about to commit there. So I was like, okay, no, I'm just going to commit there. Mm-hmm. But honestly, once I did it, I felt so much weight off my shoulders. That's how I knew God was telling me I was making the right decision. Mm-hmm. I felt so free. I felt so like it wasn't so much anxiety about the decision. You know, obviously when you make a big decision like that, you would think you would just overthink it so much, but it was so fluent. I was already going up there, you know, going up there to work out. Me and my friends would go up there sometime just to walk around and, you know, chill out or whatever. Mm-hmm. But no, it wasn't too much pressure, dog. When Maryland was a real opportunity for me, I knew I wanted to take it. I knew I wanted to do something special home. That was always my goal.
What does Maryland mean to you?
Man, it means so much, man, because just like you said, just the rich history of it, just the rich mm-hmm. history of the basketball players that come out of Maryland and be able to, you know, put on a show. It means so much. It really does. The one thing I love about Maryland, maybe not only just Maryland, but just the DMV in general, the basketball in the DMV area, I love just the competitiveness. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like when it comes to DMV basketball, the next question is, oh, it's so-and-so better than so-and-so. You know, you feel me? That's what it always usually leads to. And that type of stuff gets my juices flowing a little bit. So Maryland made me who I am, especially on the basketball court.
It's crazy, too, because we say it all the time. But, like, if Maryland would have kept everybody in this area from all sports, especially football and basketball, like, it'd be Alabama on the football tip, you know what I mean?
It'd be different.
Kentucky on the basketball, like, any of them top tier. But, you know what I mean? People just choose to leave. So,
for sure.
I don't know. I mean, what that's about. I guess they want to get away.
Sometimes for the better, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
For sure.
You can't grow in your home state. Man, sometimes,
for real. And I learned that firsthand, for sure.
Yeah, sometimes it keeps you in the box, for real. So I feel like sometimes it's good to spread your wings, because at that point, when you spread your wings, you're transitioning from a boy to a man, because you got to do everything on your own.
For sure.
Especially if your family ain't right up the street, a couple hours away.
Swear.
You being all the way out of Greece, your family, like, that's a transition that sometimes you just need
for
to be
sure.
by yourself. You know
for
what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, man, we still Terps fans over here.
Every day.
Ain't no beef.
Every day. Who you a fan of?
Huh?
Who you a fan of? That sound like you was...
No. I was saying... Like,
okay, we all on the same team.
We
make sure we was all on the same team over here.
No, I know for me, though, when I went to school in Alabama for a second, and I can relate to, like, that adjustment you were saying, you know what I mean? Like... Nobody really could come to me in the middle of the night,
right,
I mean, like it is
right.
in Greece. I'm sitting here like, man, I'm in this country town, right. you know what I mean? Right. Like, so far away. So at that point in time, I knew I really had to lean on God, like in a different way. Like, I feel like, and like he said, like when you go away, you kind of grow up. So, man, it's just crazy thinking about, you know what I mean, how much I've grown since then. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you're on your own.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So what has the game of basketball taught you about life?
Man, it's taught me so much. Man, it's taught me just the... I think the major thing that it's taught me is just to push through adversity for sure. You know how like you in the game, you down, you in the fourth quarter, you down by such points, you tired, you hurt, you bleeding, whatever the case may be, you gotta figure it out. You feel me? And I feel like that's life, especially as a black man, as a black man in general. You feel me? You gotta figure it out. Out of all the crazy things that's happening in this world, whatever the case may be, figure it out. I feel like, and one of the things I always just tell myself is either you build or you not. It's not too many in betweens. You either build or you not, and you're going to figure it out or you not. So just try to be that problem solver. Just try to figure it out, for sure.
Definitely. Other than basketball, what type of other endeavors do you have going on right now?
Or do you
plan on having in the future?
Yeah, man. I got a couple things in store, man. One thing I've learned about playing overseas, you don't want to, or not even just playing overseas, just growing up in general, is you got to be able to venture off into different things. So I'm doing basketball, but I'm also doing it in real estate. I actually just bought my first property.
Congrats
in the DC.
I
appreciate that.
That's big.
So yeah, little things like that, just trying to keep pushing a little bit.
What made you get into real estate?
Man, you can't have one source of income in this day and age. You feel me? Stuff is crazy out here. And it's something that I can be able to maneuver around when I'm so far over there. It made sense. And I'll be spending, dog. You feel me?
Some type of investment, right?
You feel me? Yeah. At some point, you got to figure it out.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man. Yeah. I ask everybody this question. Mm-hmm. I mean, we about to get up out of here. I ask everybody this question. What's the legacy you want to leave behind?
Man, that's a great question. The legacy I want to leave behind is be known for someone that left left the place better than they found it. Mm. And that just goes in terms of not only just the environment or just in people as well. You feel me? Just relationships. You know, when you walk away from somebody, you can be like, damn, like he might have not changed my life, but you know, he made me smile that day. He made me laugh that day. He made me have a good conversation that day. He made me think about something I never even thought I would think about. So that's the legacy I want to leave. It's just someone that makes somebody's day, whatever, better in whatever capacity that means. So that's what I want to do.
I love the fact that your answer. I know somebody probably was watching right now. They're expecting you to have a basketball related answer.
Yeah,
the fact that you say you want to impact lives is like huge. You feel me? Because you already got one live that you impact over here. He needs some tissue. But you got a lot of people that probably look up to you.
For
a lot
sure.
of people that's like fans of you. You feel me?
Sure.
Like if people met you, they probably go crazy. For the young kings and queens out there that hasn't met you yet, what's some type of advice you would give to them right now?
Man, type of advice, man. I would say the advice that I would give it, and it's something I struggle with, especially in the beginning, man, is don't be too cool. You feel me? Like, don't be too cool to reach out. Don't be too cool to do the quote-unquote uncool stuff. Just get out of your box a little bit. Don't really trip about too much about what people are thinking about you or saying about you. You know, do what makes you happy. You know what I'm saying? And live your life. I feel like that would be the biggest thing.
That's some great advice.
And the last thing I would say is just one who wants you. I feel like a lot of people chase sometimes the things that they don't that don't necessarily be the best for them, and might necessarily be the right thing. But at the end of the day, it's one who wants you at the end of the day, and that's the quote I live by. So that's what I would say.
That's hard. I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't never heard nobody say that.
IG real.
You know when a
producer, you hear that?
Nah, man, it's definitely been, it's an honor, bro.
Nah, honey,
have you,
I appreciate
man.
You. Thank you for having
appreciate
me, dog.
You coming
I appreciate
on.
It.
It's been
sure.
a great episode of Saved and Such. You can follow us on all streaming platforms at SAVED and SUCH. Any last words?
Get my man. Let him put his socials
out. Oh, yeah,
get
your socials
man.
Out, man.
Man, follow me at my Ann Cowan Jr. My Twitter is. I don't know. I don't really be on the socials crazy, but definitely follow your Instagram, dog, for sure.
Appreciate
thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right.